Durham brings it cross mid-court. He's getting harassed by Evans. They still have fouls to give Cheshire. Here's Sloane to the basket. Out to Onwaz. Sloane in the corner for the win. Oh! Can you believe it? David Sloane wins it on the buzzer. And the Caledonian Gladiators go wild.
Wow, they got exactly what they wanted. They got their leading scorer open in the corner. And this time, he delivered. David Sloane. The biggest shot of his professional career.
Hello and welcome to another post-match reactions podcast after a convincing 102-77 point win for the Caledonia Gladiators over the Surrey Scorchers. A really interesting matchup going into the game. Surrey obviously throwing out the table, but the Gladiators coming into the game after a disappointing result on Friday night to Newcastle. So yeah, 102-77. Everyone fit and able to be listed got on the court for the Gladiators. So we've got some post-match reaction. We'll start off with the Surreys from Coach Lloyd Gardner and Boban Jack Domme, and then we'll get into the Gladiators guys, including Will Kemp. So yeah, enjoy this, and you'll hear more content on Gladcast soon.
Hey, we are with Boban Jack Domme after the game. Boban, not the game you wanted, not the result, but I thought yourself you played pretty well when you were on the court. Sum that game up from your point of view.
It's tough, coming to Glasgow is always going to be a tough thing because, Caledonia, they play great at home, they have a great home record, they have a great group of players, and honestly, I just try my best to do what I can when I can, despite the fact that whatever the score might be, always trying to show resilience, trying to have some energy as much as I can, and, I did try my best today, evidently wasn't enough to get the team win, but that's the mindset I have.
I think you had 13 points, 5 rebounds. We head into the final weekend of fixtures next week. What can we expect from you guys for that?
Just to try and finish strong. I think the biggest thing now is that we're trying to strive for just some momentum, building character. Obviously it hasn't been a great season for us. Our record shows that. But, at the end of the day, we want to try and just, go into next season wherever we may go with some hope. We kind of want to build character for sure.
What do you think about when you look into the summer ahead or looking back at this season? Let's do that first. When you look back at the season, you've played against everyone in the league. Who do you think if you had the chance to vote for MVP, you'd be voting for?
If I was... I think everybody would say Sam Dekker, but he's a great player, don't get me wrong. But, if I want to say who's the MVP of the season, I have to give it to Manchester Giants, Taj Green.
Yeah.
He's been an excellent player throughout the season. He's... been very big for Manchester, and that will be my vote.
Nice one. Boban, safe trip home. Always good to see you.
Cheers, thank you.
Joined post game with Surrey coach Lloyd Gardner. Coach, difficult one travelling up to Scotland on a kind of Sunday. Sum that one up from your team's point of view.
Disappointing first half from us, really. Felt we played like a team with nothing to play for. That's probably the biggest frustration that we showed. Good signs of life second half, thought we played hard, competed, in the second half we didn't make enough shots, which, we'll take. Game on the road, decent opposition, you lose because you don't make enough threes, we shot 20% for three, then that's what we'll take and we'll go home. But, the frustration probably the first half, how we let the game get away from ourselves and the performance we put on the floor there.
How would you then use this game to kind of sum up your season as well?
I use this game to sum up our season on the... and one that Fraser Malcolm got in the third quarter where we played a great defensive possession, boxed out, rebound bounced, perhaps the only place it could bounce, straight to Fraser. We then took it off him as he went to go up, started transition by dribbling it off our teammate's yes. foot. It rolled to Fraser, didn't even know where the ball was, and then he got an M1. I think if nothing more sums up our season, that is it, to be honest. So, inconsistent. Again, first half, second half. If we'd played the first half the way we played the second half, I think we're in a chance of a game. We're there and we are talking about whether we make enough shots. Obviously, the Caledonia is a great team. I'm not trying to take away from them, but I feel like we're competing in the second half, whereas the first half, they got their comfort. They were miles ahead and, second half, they're cruising.
Yeah, so obviously into the next kind of final week of the season, what are you looking forward to the off-season?
Tough, not a lot to be honest. I think that, we yeah, it's been a frustrating year. So, you know, hopefully the curse of our injuries is behind us, and, you know, hopefully we can use some of these frustrations as motivation and learning. I don't think anyone's happy with the season. We just got to learn and be better from it, really.
Coach Lloyd, thank you. Thanks, good luck and safe travels home, my man.
Cheers, thank you.
Joy post-game with David Sloan. David, good win after the defeat on Friday. 15 points personally. Kind of sum that up from your point of view.
I felt like it was a great bounce-back win. We felt like we kind of dropped one on Friday. We started off good in the first half. Second half, they came out making shots. First half, they only made 1-3. They probably doubled that after the second half. So just being able to stay composed, not letting one loss get to us, and trying to finish up the season, trying to at least get 20 wins on the season. So I think that'd be great for us. But for the most part, that's pretty much it.
So that looks like fourth place all confirmed. Two league games left. What are you guys hoping for building into the playoffs?
Just building momentum, trying to learn how to win on the road, because obviously we're going to have to learn how to do that. But just trying to get that first round, being able to play at home second, I think that'll be big for us, and then see where it goes from there. But right now, as of right now, just finish up the last two regular season games and then lock in for playoffs.
So obviously it's good seeing the younger guys getting on court, the kind of youth guys, and you see the kind of reaction from you guys on court when they're scoring buckets and whatever else. How good have these guys been around camp and stuff?
They've been extremely good. Just from everybody knows, we battle injuries, and they will step in for us so we can play up and down, 5-on-5, whatever drill that we need them to do. So they played a big part into our success this season.
Brilliant. David, all the best. Good luck with the last two games of the season.
Thank you.
We are joined after the game by Will Kemp. Will, great 4 and a bit minutes on court tonight. 7 points. How do you feel about getting on court tonight?
It's always good getting on court. It shows the dedication, hard work that I put in. So the early mornings and the late nights are definitely paying off, and it's really good to get on court today.
You saw as well when you scored your first basket, the one where you kind of spun the guy. The whole bench was up, holding their left hand. You must feel pretty good being how accepted you guys all are by the scene, kind of senior pros.
It's amazing. We're just one big family, I like to say. It's amazing. Obviously, everyone cheering for me. It gives me that extra motivation to go attack the basket again and go prove myself. Really good.
So, how did they understand your accent? Because you've got quite a broad Scottish accent. How did they get you?
Some of them I need to pronounce my words, especially like David and the American guys, but the Scottish guys, it's all good. It's just banter, as we like to call it.
Aye. So, obviously getting court tonight, but what does this kind of win set up for the rest of the season for you guys as a squad?
I like to say it's a momentum booster, so hopefully this game leads on to another two difficult fixtures against Newcastle and London, but hopefully two wins leading us into the playoffs where hopefully we can improve ourselves and reach our goals.
Brilliant. Well done tonight, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Joint post game with Fraser, Malcolm. Fraser, a comprehensive win against Surrey, and okay, they made one wee but kind of a bounce back victory from kind of Friday's close defeat to Newcastle, yeah?
Yeah, and Surrey, even though their record maybe doesn't show it, they've got a lot of guys with a lot of experience and a lot of talent. You know, guys like Teo and Josh, who have been around the league for a good number of years, Boban, who's obviously played here for 2 years. So, no, it was good to bounce back, but. You know, I think defensively we played well in spells, it was good just to bounce back and kind of get back on form and back playing at home.
So 13 points person for you, good individual night on defence as well. You must be quite happy with that as well.
Yeah, I wasn't overly happy with my performance on Friday. I don't think I impacted the game as much as I usually do. So it was good to kind of, you know, build a bit of confidence and build a bit of momentum going forward into these last two games before the playoffs start.
And obviously fourth place now basically confirmed. How does that mean? What does that mean for you guys going into the playoffs, having that kind of home advantage?
No, it's massive. It's you know, the highest position that we've finished since before COVID. So good to finish in that top four. That was one of the goals that we'd set. So we've hit two of our goals so far, and then our last goal is to win the playoffs. You know, we don't just want to show up and take part. You know, we want to try and get some more silverware. So having home advantage will hopefully be the first step in that.
Last question for you. Obviously, we saw the kind of impact people like Will had off the bench tonight. What does it mean having these young guys contribute? And obviously yourself, you've been there as well.
No, it's great. You know, it's something that not many Scottish players get to do. You know, in terms of playing in front of big crowds and playing against opposition like we had today, players who have played for Great Britain before and played
Very experienced team. Sorry.
Very experienced team. You know, guys who have played Division One basketball. So it's great for Will, Jack, and Matt to. to kind of step on and experience that, and it's only going to be good moving forward the more Scottish guys we can get in that situation.
Fraser, well done tonight, and good luck Thursday and Sunday.
All right, thank you.
Joint post game with Daryl. Daryl Wood, how would you sum that one up? Pretty comfortable in the score, and it must be quite good to get the young guys on court as well.
Yeah, 100%. It's great to get the young guys in. It was a fairly comfortable win in the end. Would have been nice to get the young guys in earlier, and I think if we had just kind of locked in with a bit more focus.
Third quarter?
Third quarter, but also like the tail end of the second as well. I think we could have possibly been 25 or 26 up at half rather than 19. And then if we come out in the third quarter in that first 3 minutes, we're really locked in, and then we go up to 30, 35, then the young guys could possibly have come in then. So we definitely got to get better at that, you know, just that nail in the coffin. I actually watched a bit of the London game tonight, and that's something they're really good at, you know. They just compound 3 or 4 stops in a row, and then it just takes a run away. So for them to win the third quarter is a little bit frustrating, but not to take away from the fact that it's another great victory at home, and it's great to get, like, Matt and Will and Jack have bust their ass in practice all season, you know, so it's nice to reward them, and we hope to be able to do it again on Thursday.
And you saw how the bench reacted when guys like Will scored 7 points. You see the reaction when he's finishing the hoop. It must mean quite a lot to see how the kind of senior pros have obviously accepted the young guys in camp as well.
Yeah, 100%, and they also recognise the value they bring, you know. Without those guys in practice, there'll be so many days where you're not able to get up and down 5-on-5, and to be able to have that depth now where we've got 3 young guys plus the sort of 10 pros that we've got with Ali being out, means that every day we can get that, you know, and that wasn't a position we've always been in, you know. 2 or 3 injuries and suddenly you're looking at 6 or 7 guys at practice and thinking of what can I really do here at practice. And
you'd have to get your shorts on.
Exactly. And there's been chat of Gareth, and he would definitely be more effective than me stepping on the court. But just having those guys around, and I think the pros recognise the value, but also where they could get to, you know. These young guys are hopefully guys that are going to be playing minutes in 2, 3, 4 years, you know, and become a core of the team. So it was exciting to get them on, and it's great for the guys to embrace that.
What does it mean, obviously, already securing fourth? What does it mean to get, obviously, fourth secured and then with the rest of the week?
Yeah, fourth was big. I think I've said that a few times, you know. We sat down in January and re-evaluated our goals in January, and it was a top four finish, and to get to the trophy final at that point and obviously exceeded one of the goals and now achieved the other means that for the season we've achieved both of our goals that we set out, and now we'll sit and re-evaluate, and it's got to be the next goals to get to the playoff final.
What does that mean? Obviously, having that fourth place secured, does it change the plans for Thursday and the rest of the season? Is it resting bodies, or is it still going to get the W's?
You know, we always like to win at home. Our home record's very impressive this season, and we
14-2 now.
14-2, and we definitely want to keep it there. But also finding a balance. You know, this time of the year, there's a lot of bodies are just a little bit banged up, and there's a few niggling injuries. Nothing that would stop guys playing in really important games, but also got to start evaluating what do we need from that, you know. So it'll be a balance on Thursday. We definitely want to come out, play hard. We want to put on a really good performance. But at the same time, we've got to find rest for the key guys, you know. Guys like Farrell, Prince and Jeremiah are probably the 3 that stand out. Have all been above the 30-minute a game mark for now.
Especially the 2 guys out.
7 or 8 games in a row, and they can do that again in the playoffs, but only if we find them a bit of rest in the next couple of weeks, I think.
Brilliant. Cheers, Darryl. Well done on the win tonight.
Thanks, buddy.
Many thanks to all the players and coaches for their time this evening. I know, sorry, we're rushing off to catch a flight, so thanks to Boban and Coach Lloyd Gardner for their wee bit of time after the game. As I said, a good win for the Gladys, which confirms fourth place, so looking like a home second leg for the quarterfinals for the playoffs, which is fantastic and very much meets the aims that the team are looking for. So hopefully you enjoyed that content. There'll be plenty more on Gladcast over the next couple of weeks with the season coming to a close for both the BBL and the WBBL. So let's enjoy the next 2 games at home in the league to finish it off. So good luck to the team, and we'll see you on the next episode of Gladcast.